Welcome to Trivia with Will and Reed, the trivia game from O Brother Radio.
We've got questions and hopefully you've got answers, so grab a pen and paper and play along. You'll either know a bunch or learn a lot. Either way, you're a winner.
Welcome to Trivia with Will and Reed. I'm Will Lockamy. That is Reed Lockamy. We got with us today our old producer from the Iron Bowl Hour TV show that you and I did back in the day, started in 2010, Rob Briscoe, hanging out with us. You can go find episodes of the Iron Bowl Hour on YouTube still. Just under the Iron Bowl Hour.
That's right.
And you should, Rob. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, your son is here, Han. Han has an Instagram channel that or Instagram page that is killing. It's called @AmericanResponders. You guys go check that out as well. We had him on the radio show talking about that. All right, so here we go. This is a game that I hosted at the Electric in Bluff Park on, looks like, April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And the scores were, the high score was 100. Which
wow.
is good.
Okay.
And the low score is only 73, and this was a totally at capacity game. So, a lot of teams. So, it means it's not that difficult of a game.
Right? We'll see. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Round one, question number one. What was the name of the dog from Garfield?
Okay.
All right. Question two. The flag of Mexico is white and what two colors?
Okay.
Okay. And then question three. What is Elvis's middle name? Presley.
Okay.
That Elvis.
All right. So there are the questions. It could have been Costello.
Right.
Okay. Yep. So here are the questions for round one. All right. So people playing at home along with the podcast can pause and write down their answers and their point values, 5, 3, and 1, or they can go for 11. Guys, Briscoes, what do we think? Do we know anything about any of these questions?
Han is a Garfield expert. Big fan growing up. So I feel good about that one.
What's the name of the, is it a dog on Garfield?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it's Odie.
Okay, I was going to say Odie too, but then I couldn't remember if that was like from Mother Goose and Grimm.
You need to stop looking at me so intently because I'm not going to give you any signs.
True. It freaks Will out if I look at him.
Because he looks at me to see if I'm going to nod or shake my head.
Han, I was going to say Odie as well, but certainly I think you're the expert, so we're gonna feel good about that. Let's talk about this Mexican flag. It's white, but also two other colors. I feel like it's green and red.
Yeah, green and red.
That's what I had.
I feel like it's green and red. Okay. All right. And then the last question was, what is Elvis Presley's middle name? Do either of us?
Absolutely not.
No, I have no clue.
Not a clue.
I think it is Aaron. I feel pretty confident about that. I think it's Elvis Aaron Presley.
Rob, you don't know that?
I kind of feel like...
I do not know that. Not a big Elvis fan.
Nor am I.
Yeah.
Nor am I. I learned a lot of details about him out of hatred. I think that is correct.
So,
I kind of feel like we risk it and go for 11 here. I feel pretty good about green and red for the Mexican flag. Mm-hmm. I feel really good about Aaron. Sure. Certainly Odie. We're going to go for 11, Will.
All right, yeah, you got 11 points there. So you got the bonus points. Odie is correct, red and green, and then Elvis Aaron Presley.
How do you spell Aaron?
It is Aaron.
Okay, there you go.
That is how you spell it.
That's good.
Okay. All right, here we go. Round two, question number one. A standard deck of cards, excluding jokers, no jokers, has how many cards?
Okay.
Number two, what does a chronometer measure?
Okay.
And then question three, in the 1964 Disney film, what actress played Mary Poppins?
Okay.
So your questions for round two, listeners on the podcast can pause now if you need.
Ooh, how about these questions? Okay, these are good questions, Will. Standard deck of cards. Let's start there. It's four suits, right? I think we could actually just do the math here, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Although it gets a little bit weird. So, I mean, the ace is the one. Right, all the way up through, 10?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get jack, queen, king. So is that 13 times 4? It's 52, feels right to me.
That's what I had.
That sounds right, yeah.
We feel good about that. Okay, we feel good about that.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, don't look at Will. Don't
you
look
guys
at him.
Can look at me, it's fine. Reed said, we feel good about that, and looked at me like, yeah, do we?
It's funny because I don't think I do that as much when I'm playing over there on the other side of the room.
When you're here, you do.
Interesting, okay.
Gelderman sometimes will, though.
Okay, so we feel good about 52.
I feel good about that one, for sure.
I feel like there's a crack the case question or a riddle that's about like 52 bicycles, blah, 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 this and that, because bicycle's a type of playing card.
Well, and 52 pickup, right? That's the old kid joke.
See, there you go. That too. Okay.
So they weren't putting jokers in the mix.
There you go. Okay. So I feel really good about 52. All right. Now, a chronometer measures what? What do we think about that?
I couldn't begin to imagine.
No, I don't think you're getting a lot of help from the Briscoes on this one.
I feel like it's just going to be a fancy word for like a watch or a clock, right? Because chronos is time, chronological order. So chronometer, I feel pretty good about that, but I'm not going to look at Will at all because I don't want to freak him out right now. But
he's nodding vigorously right now, I believe.
All right, so Will, what was that last question again?
The last one was, who played Mary Poppins in the 1964 Disney film? Rob Briscoe.
Now, Rob, you are a filmmaker.
I am really feeling embarrassed that this is not coming right to my head. I know what I want to say, but I don't think it's right.
What would you guess?
I kept thinking Julie Andrews, but that's the sound of music, and that doesn't feel right.
So here's my thing about this. I really wanted to jump on this and say a wrong answer, which was Julie Christie. I think I was just thinking about one of my
not that either.
Yola Tango songs. It certainly is not Julie Christie. I'm willing to bet a lot of money. It's actually Julie Andrews. I think she also was Mary Poppins.
Okay.
So I think we maybe go...
Just go all in?
I don't know about that.
You don't feel good about chronometer?
I don't feel fantastic about chronometer, even though I feel pretty solid about it. But I think let's go 5 for 52, 3 for Julie Andrews, and just 1 point for 52 or for chronometer. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so we'll just do that, Will.
All right, so somehow on this one, Lila was sitting next to me as I gave this game because she helps run the music. And she immediately knew that 52 is correct.
Good.
And then for the Mary Poppins one, she was like, what is her name? And then named every movie that Julie Andrews had been in, but couldn't think of the name Julie Andrews.
How about that?
But it is Julie Andrews.
So she was like, oh, it's a person from this.
Yeah, she named like her whole filmography. Yeah,
that's funny.
But then, you're right. It is just a fancy watch chronometer. So it measures time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, chronometer is like that really precise kind of watch that maritime,
There you go.
Yeah. So if you buy a very expensive watch, it'll a lot of times run on an old chronometer.
Okay, there you go.
All right, round three, question number one. Again, these spelling questions, a lot of people are like, oh, it's so easy, but whatever. I write the spelling questions primarily when I run across a question that I have trouble spelling. Even if it should be an easy word, I'm like, wait, what?
That's the way I write my spelling questions as well.
All right, so spell rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. The first one.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay. Question number two. In terms of Apple products, what does iOS stand for?
Okay.
And then question number three, Yosemite National Park is located in what state?
Okay.
All right. So those are your questions for round three.
All right. All right. So let's just start with rhythm. How would we spell it? What do you think, Han?
Thinking R-H-Y-T-H-E-M, but I don't think that's quite right.
I think that's a very close spelling. I think the only thing I would do is take out that E near the end.
Yep.
I think it's one of those weird vowel-less words, and unless you count Y as a vowel. So I think it's just R-H-Y-T-H-M. It's a very weird word.
It is.
Yeah, rhythm. I'm good with that.
Okay. Yosemite National Park is in what state?
I know it feels like I should. I mean, it's gonna be a
state out in the west. I mean, it's gonna be either like a. I don't know why I want to say like Wyoming or something.
That felt right. Yeah, I was going to Idaho, but I think Wyoming sounds better. Like South Dakota feels like it's in play.
I mean, maybe somewhere in that area. But I also find myself, and I don't think this is right, but like also feeling a little bit more like some of those like Arizona kind of. But I don't think that's right. So, but I guess my point is I don't want to go quite all the way up to South Dakota. I feel like Wyoming.
That feels good. Yeah.
Okay, let's maybe say Wyoming. I don't feel great about that, though. And then the middle question, Will, what was that about?
Yeah, iOS. Oh. In terms of Apple products, what does iOS stand for?
Well, I mean, certainly OS has
to
be an operating system.
Yep.
So what with, in terms of Apple products, I mean, you got all this iPhone and iPad. Is it just going to be that? Like it's going to be whatever.
It's got to have an answer, though, right? It's got to have a word.
Well, what does the I in iPhone stand for? Do we know that?
I do not.
I mean, is it? It's not. It's like internet
integrated.
I don't know the answer.
Integrated sounds like it could be. Could be right.
I feel good about that.
I mean, I just don't even know what to say about that. Yeah, I mean, people say it all the time. iOS this. I'm iOS that. Dadgummit. like we're going to kind of struggle in this
one. Yeah, round. I don't feel good about that one.
Let's maybe say integrated for one.
Okay.
Because we don't know. We'll say 5 points for the spelling of rhythm, and we'll say 3 points for Wyoming. I feel like we're not going to get a ton of points this round. Will, what happened?
Okay, so you got 5 points.
Yeah.
Rhythm is correct. Man, people were upset about this second question, which I'm sorry, I don't. Hey, it's just what it's called.
You don't make the facts.
Yeah, iOS stands for iPhone operating system.
How about that?
And people are like, yeah, but it works. It's for all the. I was like, I know, but they originally I think it was for the iPhone.
How about that?
And so it's iPhone operating system.
All right. All right.
Yeah, and then Yosemite is in California.
Oh,
I would have never. I could have gone 10 deep before I got that.
Yeah, gummit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go to round four. Rita did a round of analogies here.
Hey, that's new for you.
Yeah. Which I thought these are pretty easy. I think you guys will do fine with this.
Okay.
But like the Beardens were like, that's the hardest round of analogies we've ever had.
Hmm.
I don't think every team felt that way, but okay, we'll see. We go. Question number one, Edwin is to Hubble.
Okay.
As James is to blank.
Okay.
Question number two, Jekyll is to Henry as Frankenstein is to blank.
Oh, interesting.
And question number three, car is to steering wheel.
Yeah.
As airplane is to blank.
Oh, geez.
Oof.
Which are two acceptable answers for that one.
Okay.
All right. So those are questions here in the round of analogies.
Okay. Well, let's, gosh, is there anything that stands out that we know here?
Not so much.
For some reason, I want to say maybe Dr. Frankenstein's first name was possibly Victor.
That's weirdly what came to my mind, and okay. I wasn't sure why.
Victor Frankenstein. That sounds right. Yeah. And yep. We're both kind of were thinking it. That, so maybe there's something to start.
No right reason there. That would be in there unless okay. It's right. So I think we could be weirdly confident in that.
I certainly can't think of any better guesses than that. Okay. So now let's talk about these telescopes, right? So you got the Hubble there. It's got to be the Webb. Right? That's the new one. James Webb.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Webb.
Right. Yep.
Feel good about that.
Yep.
Okay. And then that last one, Will, was about what again?
Yeah, airplane. Car is to steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
As airplane is to blank.
Is it a throttle?
Well, you know, it's funny because the throttle, right, would be like
that's
the thrust.
The right? That's more the accelerator. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe the rudder?
I was thinking about that also, but I always think of that as being like the part, like the thing that gets moved by whatever the... I mean... I feel like sometimes you got a little plane that's got like a stick, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that might, maybe a stick could work.
Is it called a Hoda?
I don't know. Are you thinking of Hoda Kotb? Maybe?
I don't know why I have that in my head.
Hoda. I'm intrigued by that.
But I don't, okay. I wouldn't put a lot of stock in that.
I mean, you know, we can, this, of course, this doesn't play on radio, but I think of this, right?
And so Reed is doing a steering wheel impression.
Like a steering
impression.
Wheel motion. But hang on a second. Wait for this part of the motion.
Okay, all right. Ten and two.
Although this is like more 9 and 3, because watch this. Well, watch this. This is important to the whole visual image.
Okay, he's
because look, there's nothing at the top.
That's right.
There's nothing at the top.
That's right.
Okay, so it's just 9. So I don't know what you'd call that thing, though. I mean, I can.
Oh, hon, get the camera.
Visualize it. It is
fire
true.
Trucks. There are multiple. Are there three? There's.
I don't think we said this on the podcast for people who have not been listening to the radio show, but our guest Han today, a 16-year-old student at Hoover High School who has a wildly successful Instagram account called @AmericanResponders, where he takes and posts fantastic pictures of first responders. And boy, I'll be darned if a fire truck being towed by a tow truck.
Towed.
And here comes a live fire truck just following.
The fire truck being towed had its lights on. That would have been a first.
Yeah.
I bet you don't have a picture of a fire truck with its lights on being towed
by a tow truck.
Actually, I've seen that multiple. You'd really? Be surprised how often that happens with those trucks.
All right.
So that last question.
Okay. Last one. Yeah. So did you come up?
What was the question again? Even?
Oh, so car is a steering wheel. Yeah. As airplane is.
I mean, but the only thing I can feel like I could come up with for a term for this, and boy, I'm going to be really upset if it's Hoda.
Is it yoke?
Oh,
is that it?
That might be a thing.
It's a term in that world, but I don't know if it's that.
I think it might be.
I could maybe go with that. I just think to say maybe like stick, but maybe yoke could be good.
Stick feels too easy, right?
Let's go with yoke. All right, so we'll go with Yoke for 1 point. We'll go with 5 points for Webb. We'll go with 3 points for Victor Frankenstein.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So Hubble, that telescope, nobody really knows that guy's name, but it's Edwin.
Okay.
But Webb, yeah, because James Webb, the actual satellite is called James Webb.
Right.
Yeah. And then, right, Victor, that's correct. Victor Frankenstein. Okay. And then there are two correct answers, but there's one that's really correct because it turns like a steering wheel.
What is it?
So for the analogy, it's a yoke.
Whoa, wait a
minute. Oh, nice.
Nice. Like in, you know, Tesla and that one, the S Plaid has a yoke, and people are like, that doesn't make sense for a car.
I don't know that.
Otherwise known as a Hoda, right?
I don't know. But the other acceptable answer is stick.
Well, there you
go. So the two things are yoke and stick. I really wanted yoke, but I would accept stick.
Okay.
So, there you go. All right, good job.
They should call it, instead of the stick, they should call that the white. So you have the yoke and the white.
And the the rudder is the thing at the back, but it's controlled by your pedals.
Yeah, your feet.
The yoke and it's your aileron, stuff like that. All right. Okay. Round five.
I think that's pronounced aileron.
Aileron right. And your elevator. That's okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, round five, question number one. What state's slogan is the sunflower state?
Okay.
Okay. Question number two. What is the name of the outdoor game where you find hidden containers using GPS coordinates?
Okay.
And then question, did we go do that at some point, Rob? I don't know. It was when we were all hanging out.
I think we found something on a hike by accident.
Maybe so. Yeah, there's something at Bluff Park.
Which may be the only reason I think I know the answer.
Okay. Right. And then question three, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland begins with her following what kind of animal? What's the first animal?
Okay.
All right, those are your questions for round five.
All right, so what do we know here? Han, do you know any of these?
Yeah, I'm really confident geocaching for that second one.
I feel good about that, too. Yep. I wanted to try to make that into a Pokemon Go question, but it's just geocaching, I think. Okay, which really was popular about 10 years or ago. I don't feel like I hear people talk about it as much anymore.
I saw something the other day on TikTok that showed, like, interesting ways to, you know, plant geocaching things around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's apparently still a
thing. You think maybe just people found them all and that's why no one's playing anymore?
I don't know. Maybe. Definitely the ones that I had seen before around our neighborhood in Bluff Park, I'll look and they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay, so there's that one, geocaching. We feel great about that. That last question, Will, what was that?
Yeah, Alice's Adventures Wonderland. It begins with her following what kind of animal? It's the first animal.
Rabbit, right?
It's got to be a rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Because like down it's the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we feel good about rabbit. And the first question was?
State slogan, what's the sunflower state?
I got nothing on this one.
I mean, for some reason, actually, I find myself thinking a little bit about Idaho here, only because there's like Sun Valley is like a famous ski resort in Idaho. Maybe I don't know why, if they would grow sunflowers there. I just don't know what to say about this, though.
This is always an interesting thing. Like, it's either so obvious that everyone knows it, or no one knows it except people that have lived in that state.
Right.
Like, that's kind of how these questions go.
But what's also so fascinating about this is that everyone, I certainly should know it, because Will has one of these in every single game he writes, and there are only 50 answers.
So and so I have a couple of teams who just decided, like, you know what? We're just going to memorize
sure.
all of them.
Smart.
And good. Props to them.
It's very learnable.
They know it's an easy 5 points for them.
It's very learnable.
Yep.
But I don't know the first thing to say here. So
I would defer to your guess.
Let's just maybe say Idaho for that one. Okay, so we'll say 1 point for Idaho. We will say 5 points for geocaching and 3 points for the other one there, Will.
All right, 8 points there. So the sunflower state, that's Kansas.
Oh, okay, yeah, fine, whatever.
Geocaching, that is correct. And yeah, a rabbit.
Okay.
Show enough. All right, round six, here we go. It's the most popular round. Here's how this one works. It's just one question, and there are 10. There's the top 10 answers, 1 through 10. You can give three answers. You have to give me three answers.
Yeah.
And you don't have to score this at all, right? You're trying to get the top three. So, like, what are the top 10 albums of blah, blah, blah? Or you're trying to get the top three answers, but in any order. It doesn't matter what order. Yeah. But as long as you get three out of the top 10, you're good. So, okay. If you get those top three in any order, you get 11 points. If you get three out of the top 10, you get 9 points. If you get two out of the top 10, you get 8 points. If you get one, you get five.
Okay.
What are the states with the most tornadoes annually?
Okay.
These numbers specifically come from 2022, that year. But really, when you look at the average, I think these top 10 are just like this overall. But these are the numbers I'm going to give you are exactly from 2022.
Maybe I'm biased because I've lived here my whole life, but my first tendency is to say Alabama, Alabama, and Alabama. I mean, it feels like a lot of tornadoes.
It's definitely one of the three I would put on our list.
Okay. So what else apart from Alabama do we think might be a tornadic state?
I'm thinking maybe like Kansas or somewhere kind of Central America.
Kansas was on my short list. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also find myself thinking about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, I think Missouri might sneak in there.
Wouldn't surprise me. But especially like, I want to say maybe like, you know, I think about the movie Places in the Heart, right? And I think that was maybe set in kind of like an Oklahoma-ish kind of area.
Where was Twister?
A good question.
I don't remember.
Oh, and of course, you know, there's obviously the Wizard of Oz with the Kansas connection. And there's a tornado in that movie. Even the movie Twister feels very much like a Texas/Oklahoma. I'm trying to remember if there are any songs from the musical Oklahoma about tornadoes.
Mainly songs about hanging.
Surrey with the fringe on top, and there's the, I'm just a girl who can't say no. That's all I can think of, though. Okay, so let's maybe say Alabama, Oklahoma, and
I like that.
Kansas. We'll go with those three, Will.
Okay. When you said Twister, I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to. Number one, and I do think it was in the state, Texas, is number one.
Which you mentioned.
I wouldn't have even had that on my list.
Yeah. And Texas is, significantly more than any other state.
Wow. Of course, it's also so big. I wonder how they count that. Like, do they get more just because they also cover, like, way more area?
Oh, it could be that. Yeah. Maybe it's just within the boundaries.
Sure. Yeah.
Number two, Mississippi. I mean, if we get a bunch of tornadoes, you know, they're going to.
Stupid Mississippi.
Number three, Kansas.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So that you got one.
Good job, Han.
Number four, Alabama.
Okay, that's good. That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's
number five, Louisiana. Number six, Illinois.
I mean, if Oklahoma's not on this list,
number seven, Iowa.
Oh.
Number eight, Georgia.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come
number
on.
Number nine, Oklahoma.
Oh, there thank heavens.
And number 10, Nebraska.
Okay.
All right. So you got three out of the top 10, so you get 9 points.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So again, if you get those top three in any order, Texas, Mississippi, Kansas, you got 11 points. If you just got two, you get 8 points. If you got one right, you get 5 points.
Boy, that is one more reason not to live in Mississippi.
Yeah, you know, I originally was writing the question about name the states that are in quote-unquote Tornado Valley. Or Alley. Mm-hmm. And there is no, like, that's just defined, kind of a made-up. Yeah. Yeah, there's no definition for that at all. So round seven, question one. Tibet is an autonomous region of what country? Number two, in The Lord of the Flies, what is the name of the shell that they use as a signaling device? And not like a proper noun, but like... Yeah. And then number three, King Arthur had a mythical sword named what?
Oh, okay. I feel decent about this round. All right, Han, what do you know off the top of your head here?
I want to go with the conch shell for the second one.
For sure. Have you read that book?
I have not.
Golding turns out was a little bit of a weird guy. There's a great book I've got by Rutger Bregman called Humankind. Highly recommend it. It's a piece of nonfiction. And he opens the book by telling a story where there was a real life like situation, just like Lord of the Flies, turned out very differently.
Turns out
I think Golding just was very pessimistic about human nature and maybe not right about human nature. So anyway, whatever. But I do think a conch shell is the answer there. Let's talk about that sword by King Arthur's sword.
I feel like
sword.
I should know this and I don't.
Yeah.
You'll know when you hear it.
I feel pretty positive that it is Excalibur.
That's dope.
I feel like it's Excalibur.
I had Excelsior in my head,
which
makes sense because of my X-Men background, but that's not it.
I think it's Excalibur.
Yeah.
And then the first question, Will, what was that about?
Yeah, Tibet is an autonomous region of what country?
You got to free Tibet from, it's got to be China.
Oh, China.
Yeah. China. Okay. God, I feel like
I think John Dee just mouthed New Orleans. Every time he mouths an answer to me from the other room, every time looks like New Orleans.
I think John Dee is actually just eating some Tortuga's pizza.
That was it. He wasn't mouthing anything.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Points,
I feel like we're going to maybe go 11 here.
I think,
We'll go 11.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 11 points. China's nice. Correct. Conch is right. And then Excalibur. So
great. And I am so happy that Han jumped in there and pronounced conch so that I didn't have to like get into the conch kind of situation.
I'm pretty sure it's conch, but
yeah, I think so.
Okay. Here we go. Round eight, question number one. South Africa has three capital cities.
Oh, wow.
I learned something from this one. Just name one of them.
Okay.
Question number two. In A Tale of Two Cities, what are the two cities?
Yeah.
Okay. And then question number three, if you were going to play a lute, would you blow it, hit it, or strum it?
Okay.
All right, those are your questions for round eight. This is supposed to be the hardest round. I do think overall it looks like round three ended up being the hardest round for most teams, which is shocking.
Which was the truth. That's true for us, yeah.
But round eight, so yeah.
Okay. I feel like the last one is a trick question because I would want to pluck it.
I had strum on, well, strum or pluck, whatever. That's what I had too.
Okay, so we're going to say strum for that. Let's talk about these capitals of South Africa. That's news to me.
Yeah.
I do feel like I know one of these, though. Do you guys feel like you know anything of it?
Cape Town?
I wonder, maybe so.
Yeah.
For some reason, the answer that comes to my mind is Pretoria.
So that sounds smart.
I feel like Pretoria is going to be... I feel like somehow I know that because of King... not King of the Hill, but Family Guy.
Mm,
nice. I feel like there's a joke in there somewhere from Family Guy. But it's John D. in the nighttime says New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's going to be Pretoria.
Okay.
And then what was that middle question, Will?
In A Tale of Two Cities, what are the two cities?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, okay. I recently listened to A Tale of Two Cities, which was unbelievably the first time I'd ever done that, even though I was an English major. I'd read some other Dickens stuff, but not that one. So it's going to be London and Paris. It's about the French Revolution and all that. So
it's going to be a real tragedy if you're wrong.
That sure is.
Hey, after you admitted that.
I got news for you. That book's a tragedy, even if I am wrong about this. Either way, it's a tragic story. All right. So I kind of feel like Pretoria, I feel good about. Definitely London and Paris. And then the last one was, what did we say?
Lute.
Oh, yeah. We could definitely strum a lute. It's a stringed instrument. I think we go 11 here.
Sure.
Okay.
You got 11 points. And even if you would have gone with Cape Town, you would have gotten 11.
I don't.
Three capital cities are Cape Town, Pretoria,
and New Orleans.
Bloemfontein. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I could be pronouncing that wrong, but it is spelled Bloemfontein.
All right.
Yeah, two cities were Paris and London. And then lute, yeah, you do. You strum it or pluck it, but it is that weird guitar-shaped, it's like a shape like an egg. You see it at a Renaissance festival.
Yeah,
it's like what the people play.
Chubby guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Short and stubby, yeah.
And unfortunately, you hear it at Renaissance festivals.
Yeah, it's definitely an ancient type of thing, but I can't believe y'all knew that. I knew what that was. Like, when I looked, I was like, oh, that thing's called a lute? I didn't know it was called a lute.
Yeah.
But sure enough. All right, here we go. Bonus round time. Reed, you know this one, I'm sure. Well, if you can remember it, because it's one of my favorite bonus round questions. I've asked it once before, and I think you probably asked it as well at some point. Lookout Mountain claims that you can see seven states from the top. We know it's located in Georgia, and it's right on the border of Tennessee. So name the other five states.
Okay. I mean, Alabama's going to have to be one of those.
Has to be.
And
South Carolina would have to be
one. Yeah, I think that's right, because that's all right in that. And North Carolina also is right in that same area, right? They all kind of
catch
right
a little
together.
Edge, yeah.
Right. So those, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Tennessee.
Did you already say that, though?
I gave you Tennessee and Georgia.
Oh, you gave Tennessee. Okay, yeah.
So I feel like Tennessee is so skinny, you could probably see Kentucky right over it there. Okay. Now, so then the only question is, what would be the other one?
I mean, are we turning around and looking at Florida? Is that insane?
I feel like it would, right? I think 5 or 6 years ago, people might have wanted to look at Florida. I think now no one would want to.
Fair.
Maybe it's going to be more like a, like, let's think about what dips in kind of above North, like a Virginia kind of. I feel like it could be like a Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you could get all the way over to like Mississippi.
That'd be a lot.
I was thinking Virginia.
I think it's going to be like that. You know, all these kind of crammed in together there. Let's go Virginia. I don't know if we want to go 20, though. I feel like this could be tough to get all five of these. So I feel like we don't risk it and go for 20. We just stick with our 3 points per answer and hope we get 15.
Does West Virginia dip in there?
See, that's my thing. I don't know. I feel like it could be West Virginia or Virginia.
Yeah.
So let's, but you know, I'll tell you this. When we used to drive to West Virginia to go snow skiing, we would drive through Virginia to get to West Virginia.
Yeah, that's then, what that, I was about to say. Then go with that.
Yep. I feel like we're going to be sad. But here's the thing. We've already gotten the minimum score. We cannot attain
where
the
are you
high
now?
Score. We're at 73 right now.
Which is the low score.
Yeah, the low score. So let's just say not going for 20, but sure. We will go with those answers. Kentucky, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Will, what are the answers?
All right, I should have gone for 20. North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, and Alabama. Those are the answers. And yeah, sure enough, when we would drive to West Virginia, we'd drive through Georgia, then Tennessee, and then in Bristol, Tennessee, it would change over to Bristol, Virginia.
Right.
And then we'd go into West Virginia, which is correct.
Yeah, and you'd get into West Virginia, and it would change from electricity to no electricity.
That's right. Yes, right. That's right. It was a beautiful place, but could be sad. Could be sad. All right. Great job. Yep. There you go. You guys, subscribe to the podcast, Trivia with Will and Reed, wherever you get podcasts. Thanks to Rob Briscoe and Han Briscoe for playing. You guys also go and check out Han's Instagram page at American Responders. Really cool stuff that Han is doing there. Good stuff. All right, radio listeners, stick around. We got another trivia game coming up after this.